Happy, well, we're recording today, Sunday.
But happy Mercury retrograde.
There we go.
Because she is here, which we'll get into a little bit later in the episode, but we're here in the early morning. This is my wake and bake, honestly.
Yeah, literally.
I've been awake, but have not smoked. So.
Had a couple dabs of, couldn't even tell you. That's how, you know what?
Which strain you got?
Dilato. Because I wanted to call it gelato, but it's called Dilato. And it's Vapen. I didn't even put it in there.
Nice.
It's Vapen from Herbal Wellness. So
I feel like I've heard that one before. That sounds very exotic.
It was one of the only strains. Yeah, now that I think about it. And this was before Rec. It was one of the only strains they really had of Shatter.
That's a problem I'm having right now. Is that a day that I was going, like, in my
normal routine.
Normal range, mm-hmm. which I ended up going a little bit further out, like 15 miles away. So I was willing to go. I was literally even willing to come out to North, Herbal Wellness North.
Oh, wow.
But I think at that time that I was looking, like, mm-hmm. they had just went adult use or something. But, yeah, I had a hard time, very hard time finding some Shatter. So
take advantage of this, BF. Yeah.
I know, right?
A little bit of Shatter. Just added some more of that Peace Water in there. And I noticed it's really, like, it makes it cleaner. Like, that's probably the dirtiest that my,
I feel like it helps the taste little bit.
Like, a more natural, and you can actually taste the terps in the...
Yes, exactly.
Go get that Peace Water. We posted about it.
We'll have to post a little reminder on the story or something.
But aside from that, we do have a couple joints here. I have a joint of Runtz and Cherry Wi-Fi. They're both true infusion strains. Love them so much. Had to go back and get more. But the prices did go up. So, even for medical patients. So, even for medical patients, I went to Herbal Wellness. An eighth of the true infusion was $50.
Now it's pre-adult use?
Pre-adult use. Okay. It was $50. An eighth. Okay, now it's $55. The quarter was $75. Now it's $90.
Okay, wow.
The cartridges, so the Vapen cartridges, because you know how they usually do, like, their buy one, get one, all that stuff. Well, I don't know if they're going to keep doing the deals, but the cartridges, and I'm sure the syringes and everything else went up, but I just noticed the cartridges because that's what I was going for. They went up $30 to $35. And again, this is for medical patients, too. Like, it went up.
Which we kind of knew, but we were hoping, maybe. I don't know. I knew. I don't know. I kind of felt like there wasn't going to be a separate menu for us. Although we had hoped for it. But
there is separate pricing. A little bit. Well, actually, no.
Well, just that taxes.
Yeah, the taxes,
which is a big fucking difference.
It is.
8% to 25%, you got me.
Yeah, a friend of ours, I had told you, our friend of ours, he went into, I think it was Bloom. He got half an ounce, and it was normally, like, $60, and he ended up paying $99.
Insane.
So, that's them right prices for you.
I would recommend getting your medical card, but then you're going to take my place in line, so. No, but there are benefits.
Think of some true infusion, please.
Seriously, yeah. And I don't know, I haven't seen any deals, very many deals. I know that a lot of people probably halted them just for the beginning to try to get into the swing of things, but fuck.
Come on, help us out.
There should be deals for medical patients only.
I agree.
Hey, BOGO for med card only.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what Herbal Wellness North did. They put medical cards only for, like, the flower deal. But I didn't see any, like,
they did. Yes, you're right. I want to say to MUV right now, they're not. They are one that I know they're not recreational yet. Doesn't say when they're going to go rec, but they made it very clear. We're not taking recreational adult use patients. Like, only patients.
And I was having a conversation with Jake downstairs, actually, about, like, how I was like, there's, like, three medical facilities. He's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, like, most went wreck. Like, there's not very many, like, exclusive to medical patients. So, yeah, like...
If you know, yeah, if you know any...
Because I know Superior... Superior.
Superior.
You just said MUV, move, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ponderosa, but not until April. But those, the Superior and the other one, they haven't mentioned anything about volume adult use, I don't think, right?
No.
I don't know. Yeah, very minimal. I think there was another one, but I can't remember off the top of my head. Didn't write it down.
And the weights, like, come on.
Yeah,
Wow, he rolled this really well. Like, look at that.
I'm telling you, he is a human joint roller because that's how they come out with a joint roller.
Yeah, you know, I gotta take a photo of this so we can show you guys.
It's a perfect joint. Well, really quick, since we need to light up, we're over here just babbling on. I rolled some joints of 818 OG, which is actually from Herbal Wellness. I went there before it was adult use, and just an FYI to give you guys a little bit of idea, before adult use, the wait time was still 45 minutes to an hour. I did end up waiting like 35 to 40 minutes, didn't wait that 45, but still, walk-in, medical patient, I waited 40 minutes.
Which is already crazy, and if you've been to Herbal Wellness, you already know how much, it could be a madhouse, the one on 43rd.
Yeah, right? That's the one 43rd? I went to.
Okay.
And, I mean, I know if you saw us post, they're doing, or did we post about it? Maybe we didn't, but they do have we did. They're doing, like, the 10 a.m. to 12.
Yes.
For medical only, and then after 12, medical and rec. They are going to have separate lines, things like that, but still, that was a walk-in pre. So, I don't know. I don't know if the 10 to 12 is going to help. I may or may not try one of these times.
But it also does suck because it's like I saw someone comment, okay, well, what if we're working? Like, obviously, medical patients are going to want to go when it's just medical patients. And from 8 to 12.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Hopefully, they can keep up with their lines.
I mean, for me, it's obviously a little convenient.
Cause I'm right, you're off, yeah.
But, yeah, not everybody...
Jazz, and you just pick up for me.
Honestly, I was telling Asbel, I'm like, we're going to have to do rotations and be like, yo,
where are you
I'll
at?
I'll take Wednesdays, so if you need anything Wednesdays, I'll let you know where I'm going. If you guys need anything.
I got Sundays.
Because you know, I refuse to go on a weekend. I will not go.
I know. It's fucking crazy. All right, so you're going to rotate between you and Asbel and just let me know.
And then you go on the weekend. Yeah. Honestly, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Or I'll just pick up my shit on the weekend from you guys.
Will be your weekend medi run. But I went into Herbal Wellness because I had a bunch of points with them and I wanted to use them up before the adult use came in because I'm like, okay, I already haven't came here in this long.
Yeah, you're like, let me just use
them up because when Rex's here, I don't know when I'm going to come again. So 818 OG, that one's an indica strain. I got a half ounce of that and we've had it in the past. I think you had it.
Yes.
It's that one's the one that's named after the San Fernando Valley in LA. That's their area code, I guess. So, yeah, very fruity terps. Really enjoy it. But it is an indica, so it's not too couch locky, but
no, not too bad. No, I honestly didn't think.
Wow.
That's runs.
What is that?
Tastes fruity as fuck.
I'm like, that tastes like runs, like a runt. I haven't had runts in so long.
This one's a little fruity. Tell me what that one.
I love
dry hitting.
Yes. Ooh. I know what it is. That's why I can't, but.
It's like, you can definitely taste the cherry.
Well, how does he roll? No, you rolled the filter.
This one was mine, yeah. But this one, I don't know.
But how do you guys roll your filter so? Mine are always so like thin and. I need to do wider W's, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. And, like, let it...
Yours tastes really good. Tastes fine. It's still pretty fruity. Not as fruity as yours, though.
That is fruity, though.
Mm.
Look, we're really over here.
We're not even lying.
If you can see us, we're over here just literally dry hitting our joints. I'm like, that is a runt in my mouth.
Oh, man. So, I'm going to light mine up since the indie.
Yeah, here you go. Let me light this one. This is a little red, so we're going to go a little Rochambeau.
Rotate them all out.
Which I do, I have a confession. I have a confession to make. You're going to be so disappointed in me. I smoked a Dutch this past weekend. Which also...
You know what? I knew it. And I'm not going to say that I knew it was you, but I'll tell you right now how I knew. Go. You first.
Well, first off, if you guys haven't gotten COVID tested, it's super easy. I went after my cousins were here. Uh-huh. So I was like, nah, I need to. I need to go. But everybody was... Everyone got tested before
they came, yeah.
But there is one downtown that I went to right by Coco's, and literally there was one person in line. So if you guys are having a hard time finding places, or if it's really busy, I know the Arizona Cardinal Stadium, they were doing one, but I don't know if it was, like, super busy or not. Super quick. It was the mouth swab one.
Astoria Mountain Community College, if you're out in the West Valley, they do by appointment. You can literally...
Nice.
So that... And they have literally 5 minutes increments. So very easy as well to get an appointment. But thank you.
So, my cousins came down from California, and if you know us, Noah Stoney sisters, we don't smoke blunts. We don't smoke...
Hemp blunts, but...
Yeah, hemp blunts, but that's about it. Hemp blunts and... Oh, we did the King Palm. Well, so we'll do stuff like, you know...
But that's still a hemp leaf,
still,
so.
Yeah, so we're not Dutch, blunts, none of that. Swishers, I should say.
So, what's the other one, too? The
Backwoods.
Backwoods.
Don't do it.
There was one that we used to smoke. What did we used to smoke?
Swishers?
Swishers?
Yeah. Oh. Grape Swisher. I don't know why I was going to be great, right? So, we're rolling up, and my cousin's like, oh, you... No, very she nice. Goes, hey, I brought some weed from California. Let's smoke it. She goes, but I already rolled it up. She's like, I have, like, half of a blunt left still. And I'm just like, I don't know. And I told her, I was like, we don't really smoke blunts. And she's like, what? You guys don't smoke blunts? Like, I gotta smoke a blunt. She's like, especially from being from California. Like, and I'm like, I know. And I was like, and you know I used to smoke blunts, too. I was like, but we don't. She goes, I don't feel the same high with the... She goes, I just don't feel like I'm getting high with the joint. And I was like, yeah, bro, because you're smoking tobacco. Like, it's obviously a different high. I smoked that shit, and let me tell you.
Lit.
Like, there, obviously, it's the tobacco that's the addicting part of it. And that's why people want to keep smoking them because, yeah, it's a whole different high. It feels very heavy. Very heavy. But I could tell that, like, I smelled more. It was just a different high. But I was like, oh my God, my poor lungs. And I told Jake, I was like, Jasmine's going to be so disappointed.
And see, with me, like, in my senses are so...
Heightened.
Like, even pre-cannabis. Like, they're already... So I can taste the tobacco.
Yes.
I can taste it and it makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's... Thank my taste bud lords, whatever, because... I did, you know, have a little cigarette phase.
Yeah. But I think we all did, bro. Yeah.
But one day I just got sick. They started making me sick. Thank God for that because if not, who knows, you know? That's such a bad habit.
It's such a bad habit.
But I just get sick now. So if I have a blunt, like, I just feel, like, queasy.
But that is how I felt. I can definitely tell you that. I did feel, like, a nauseous. Like, I felt like when I stood up. You know when you stand up too quickly and you're just like, whoa, and you kind of feel dizzy? Like, but it was like my stomach. It was my stomach. And I was just like, whoa, I don't smoke these like this. And then she rolled another. No, then we went to the liquor store and she was like, oh, I'm going to get a pack. Because then after that, I just wanted to keep rolling. So I kept rolling like joints. But then she's like, oh, I'm going to get another one. And then afterwards, after my cousins left, Jake was like, man, I love the family. He's like, I'm so glad we don't got to smoke no Dutches no more. Same, babe. And we rolled like a fat ass king joint.
Love that. Okay, so I knew because that's so weird that you're saying this. Because what was I doing? I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before. And something came to my mind about a spliff. And for the longest time, I used to think a spliff was just another word for a blunt, like just a blunt. And obviously, now I know what it is or whatever. And that just came to mind, and I'm just like, damn, I can't believe people smoke those. Like, that's crazy. Like, and I was thinking about, like, how queasy, I'd be so queasy and da-da-da. So, I feel like that's why I thought about that, because you were like, damn, I gotta tell Jasmine I smoked a fucking
Dutch. I was like, I have to tell her I smoked a Dutch. And then, like, when Marissa was leaving, she goes, do you want to keep this? And it was, there was a Dutch left, and I was like, nah, cousin. I said, you know we're not gonna smoke that. Go ahead, take that back. Take that to Cali. That's your welcome home joint. That's your welcome home blunt. Right.
Thank you, though. I appreciate you.
But for those who do smoke those, you know, more power to you, because I can't.
Leave me out of it.
But speaking of family, quick little business excellence. I wanted to do a shout out to my Thea Maria Doten in Yuma, Arizona. Her and my cousin, Chloe Doten, they actually created a children's book. You can purchase it off of Amazon for $12. It's called The Little Blue Bear. So my 11-year-old cousin actually illustrated it. It was, from what I was told, she told me, it was written before my cousin Chloe was born. So my Thea wrote it before she was born, and then now Chloe was able to illustrate it. It's really cute.
How cute. By it's Maria
like a,
Doten?
Yeah, it's like a little, and it has like their little story in the back, and
oh my gosh, I'm buying this right now.
I was literally just telling Jake, I'm like, yeah, I was telling Jake.
How cute.
I was like, damn, I'm about to buy this for all buy my now. Friends, and it's all on their Prime. Kids. Yep, let's and go. It's on Prime. So.
And you know what? I've been the Thea that does books. Like, it's I do really books cute. And clothes and shoes.
It's interactive,
because,
too.
I don't know, I'm not the no, toy. Yeah. I'm not the toy giver.
Well, and sometimes kids just, they get over toys yeah. easily.
And books.
You can keep those, you know, like it.
No.
Is it not working? Hold on. I can go grab my other lighter.
Come on. No, it can. Oh, there goes Scalloping.
Damn.
But we will need it.
Yeah, I'll go grab the other one. And it's interactive. I heard at the end of it, you can like, it asks that the kid draws themselves and like their friend. And it's really cute. So, I just ordered mine yesterday. It'll be here tomorrow, because, you know, Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I'm buying it right now, actually. Continue.
So, that's what I was thinking. I was like, dang, I could buy this for all my friends. They're, like, their kids, my cousins, my little sisters.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then you're supporting your fam.
Yeah.
That's
so,
dope.
We will, we'll tag it in the
order place, February 4th to 5th.
We'll tag it in our little caption.
We're already gonna be in February.
I know.
Yeah, well, sorry, I'm keeping you off. We'll cut it in the...
It's already February.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the first day of Black History Month, so... Make sure you're supporting. Should be supporting Black-owned businesses every month.
Mm-hmm.
Next month is that month. And a quick little shout-out. Quick little shout-out to budtenders and the shops. It's been crazy at the dispensaries, like me and you just said, we've been going... And they were already hit with the pandemic. Now with 21 plus use, I'm sure it's just been crazy working 24/7.
Yeah, so shout out to them. And don't take out your frustrations. Be patient with them.
It's not
because
their
it's
fault.
Not their fault. You know, it's not even like anybody in, unless the owner is there or the investors are in those dispensaries,
yeah.
Though they are obviously the ones who supported and were able to make that right. happen for that dispensary. So the employees just,
yeah,
are just
doing
their job.
Be patient.
They're doing their job.
Too, yeah. I know it's hard, and especially for those patients who really are in critical need.
Mm-hmm. I know that's going to be tough for those that need certain strains, who depend mm-hmm. on certain strains to get sleep, to get relief from their whatever ailments they have.
I'll go grab the other one. Oh, yeah.
That's not gonna work. It's
so,
not a
yeah. as we're talking about cigarettes, we're trying to relight a joint with a joint. Bro, I'm just gonna wear my headband like this.
Honestly,
just doesn't move. No, right here. excuse me. So yeah, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to them. You know, I still try and tip them, and I'm patient. Actually, had a really good bartender. I don't think I talked about him. Did I talk about him? on our previous episode? I don't know. I was just so high. But
Herbal Wellness?
Herbal Wellness.
Kind of, but you didn't shout him out.
Well, I wanted to give him a shout out. Colin, right? You know, make sure I'm not too high. Colin, he works at Herbal Wellness North. Super good bartender, really talkative, and he was honest. Like, he was super honest about the strains. He gave me, super knowledgeable, and gave me, like, really good recommendations. He asked me, like, what sativa, hybrid, you know, things that you would think that some of the bartenders should be talking about or asking you. So, shout out to him. So, definitely want to give him a shout out. And I'm actually going to go review, because I think I can get a free pre-roll, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, actually, you should do that. Speaking of, I didn't have it so pleasant at my when I went to my herbal wellness trip. It was a lady, but she, when I go in, I like that. Like, hey, well, what do you recommend? Like, what have you tried? Like, what's the fire? Like, what do I need to, what do I need to get?
Fill me in, you know?
And she was just like, well, I don't know. Like, it's totally up to you. And I'm just like, I wanted to look at the other budtender, like, next to her because I've had him before and be like, what do you recommend?
Help
and
me.
And he actually ended up helping me.
Did he?
Because I didn't ask him or anything. He kind of, like, quote-unquote butted in and was just like, nah, look at this. This is what it looks like. And I was just like, so you recommend? And he's like, yes, I recommend. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll take it. So that's what I needed. And she was just kind of like, what do you need?
Right.
What are you in for? So.
Which I get it. I mean, there's a lot of people. We don't got time to really be, you know, especially if there's a line, but.
Which is fine, but I appreciate someone who can give some recommendation, who knows what they're talking about, who knows, who's been trying.
Because he's been trying. He's like, oh, look, this is my personal stash. And he was, like, showing me his, and he's like, this is the fire.
He's like, I'm taking this home tonight.
He goes, I'm going to go back and get that. And he was even telling me about other dispensaries. And how, like, their first-time patient, he's like, you can go get their true infusion there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dang, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Helping the patients out. We're helping each other.
So,
I'm going to leave you a review.
I gave him a good tip.
And I'm going to
keep the change. Just feeling real generous. Just left the gym. My endorphins were up. I was like, keep it over there. But, yeah. Just wanted to give him a little shout-out. And all the other bartenders and shops. And all the hard work.
Yeah.
And we're going to go right on into the first, obviously, we've been talking about it, but Rex here. This is the first full week of the 21 plus adult use, they want to say. Some people are like, don't call it recreational. Don't call it rec. Call it adult use. So, whatever.
Yeah, I...
A lot of mixed emotions.
Yes.
A lot of mixed emotions. We did, though, I think we had mentioned earlier, did come across a couple dispensaries who are doing, like, two lines. So if you follow our Instagram, we did post them on our story. But if not, The Mint, they're going to be doing two lines, one for rec patient, or one for rec, one for medical patients.
I went to Cura.
Okay.
And in Youngtown, and they had three lines. They had medical, online, and rec.
Nice.
And I said, I'm medical and online. He's like, oh, well, you're right over here.
Oh.
He's like, you'll be right in. There was literally nobody in that line. Thank the heavens from when I went. But there was a...
You know, little old me?
There was a few in the online and then hella in the...
It was wrapped around... Okay, it was raining. It was raining on... Because they went... Rec started, what, last Thursday, right? Thursday.
22nd. So
that was
Friday.
Okay, Friday. It was raining. It was raining. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then it was raining up until Monday. Because it, like, there was literally people.
Wasn't it snowing on
Monday? Yes, it was snowing on Monday. I was like, what is going on? But there.
We DF baby over here.
They told me I didn't have COVID. My test came back negative. But it was raining and I passed by Harvest over on like P Peoria and like 18th Ave or something, line was wrapped around and it was raining. People were waiting in line. Cura Leaf over here on 18th and Bell. Line. Raining, bro. It was raining. I'm like, you got me fucked up.
I was, okay, I'm already like anxious going places.
Me, yes. Both of us.
Going to Cura, not knowing what the hell to expect. Like, I already don't like.
What day did you go and what time did you go?
I think I went on Wednesday, the 20th. No, okay, it's already wrecked. So, 27th.
Okay.
I was off. Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. Let me look. Let me check my Leafly. But, yeah, I didn't know what to expect. And, yeah, I went on Wednesday. Didn't know what to expect, so that was making me even more anxious, because I'm like, okay, like,
is it gonna
I'm
be crazy?
Not, yeah, is it going to be crazy? I don't want to wait. Am I not going to know where to go? What if I wait in a line that's, I could have been in another line, and there's nobody out there, like, directing, or,
this
like.
This is anxiety. This is anxiety. This is what we think of. Like, this is, we all think of all the.
All going through my head.
While you're trying to stay calm.
So, luckily, right. Get there, pull up. And luckily, yes, there's a worker and then a security guard.
Okay.
And then obviously the security guard is like directing.
Yeah.
So.
Navigating the traffic.
And then I asked the worker because on Leafly it says like due to COVID or whatever, an additional 25. Remember I sent it to you? Will be added to your when you arrive or whatever. So I was like, wait, what the fuck is this up for everyone? Like.
Excuse me? You're all 25. What?
Because I thought it was 18% for. Adult right. use. So now I guess it's the 20.
I think with everything added.
I guess it's with the, yeah, with the city, depending what city you're in, state.
Which is crazy. I'm not paying those taxes. Like, the taxes to me are already crazy. When I look at, sometimes when I buy from a dispensary that's not taxes included, I'm just like, I'm paying how much in taxes? This is $12 in taxes?
So I love Ponderosa.
Yeah, see? And that's why sometimes
I already
I'm like,
know what I'm paying.
I have to weigh up the options. Do I need to drive there and. How much gas am I utilizing? Now that's what really I really need to calculate.
But I got a new car, eco mode.
Ooh.
And.
What do I do?
What are my options?
But. Okay, so that's good though. Cura Leaf has three lines. Herbal Wellness. We posted about them. Herbal Wellness. And like you said, they do the time. The Flower Shop. Soul Flower, Urban Greenhouse, and then all the Harvest locations. So they'll all have separate lines. I think Urban Greenhouse and Harvest, though, have three, if I'm not mistaken.
And I think Urban Greenhouse, is their online ordering is reserved for medical only.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know this is a lot of information we're throwing at you, but.
This is a lot, but.
We need to know. You need to know. We all need to know.
You all need to know. If you know any more, obviously shoot us a DM because we would love to know or send us an email.
Yeah, because I really wanted to try all these other ones and now I'm just like, obviously now's not the time. There's shortage. You know, our medical supply is low.
Right.
To support.
Or if you know any that are strictly medical, let us know. Shoot us a message.
I did want to mention. I know, beware, just a little caution sign to you out there. There's talks about Copper State Farm flour having, like, bugs.
I saw mold, too. Someone said mold. I don't know.
So just be careful. Soul Dispensary has stated that Copper State Farm's flour is tested for quality and abides by Arizona Department testing standards. But if people are claiming this and seeing it and...
Because it was on social media. We saw it on Instagram that people were talking about it. And then I saw that somebody who was packaging it came forward and said, like, they saw it in.
Okay, because I was going to say, like.
And then they told, supposedly they told Soul, but they.
Oh, I didn't see all that.
Yeah. It was getting juicy, okay?
The forums?
The forums were getting juicy. The cannabis industry forums in Arizona, juicy. So,
we need
just
one
be
that
aware.
People can be ain't on, because...
Yeah.
Jobs Ooh. And stuff at risk, like...
Yeah.
So, but still, I mean, I think it's important just because, obviously, we're not here to, like...
Bash anybody.
Bash or throw shade like that, but obviously, our patients, you know what I mean? Like, we're patients, we want to make sure we're getting quality cannabis and... that it's safe for us to intake, so we want to make sure that you guys are aware, so you know what you're consuming, and you're just aware. Exactly. Check your stuff, make sure you check it. Check those harvest dates.
Yeah,
that's important. The THC percentage is not as important as the terps and those dates and
the actual test results.
Actual test results, exactly.
And most stuff now, because I don't have my package up here, but most brands now, they're actually including a bar. They include the little scan bar, and it'll take you directly to
their test results.
So they're making it more convenient. For sure. But yeah, you can always ask for those too.
And they should have them because it is required.
Because, yeah, and especially because it just went right. So
just be aware.
Beware. Be aware.
But that's all I have on cannabis. We need it.
Okay.
We need to get a lighter.
Yeah, I need to get a lighter. So. Let's grab one. Let me grab one.
All right. You go. Yes. Doing that.
Anyways, one. Gonna light up these joints because we still have joints left. And we're gonna jump right into the cosmos.
Let me finish this little guy because the lighter went out.
The full moon just passed. Full moon in Leo.
First one of 2021.
2021. We did talk about it last episode, I believe. And I think we posted about it, no?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You know, very stony right now, so we may or may not have.
Right. But it just passed, so just kind of wanted to touch base, see if we did any, like, reflections, any rituals.
I mean, I definitely took rest that I needed because I just always get so freaking tired. So I was really, really sleepy. Work was just a lot for me. But I did release some things that I was holding on to, for sure.
Yeah.
That day, I had a lash appointment. So I did get out early enough to be able to see her before she was, like, super covered. Because if you did go out there, you probably noticed she was covered in clouds. Well, not the full time. If you caught her, obviously, I caught her at a good time. But, yeah, took it easy. Didn't put too much on myself.
Same. Tried to take it easy because there's been, like, the past, like, week, it's just been, like, a lot.
Yeah. You've been balancing pretty well, I'd say.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep my cool journaling. But.
I've been keeping up with my journaling.
I put my crystals out.
You did say, though, remember, it was, like, with the clouds.
Yeah.
You were having a tough time.
Like, I was, like, trying to find, like, the good angle, and I was, like, okay, eventually the clouds will probably move. So I just left it there. It was still bright, though. I will say that even though the clouds were there, you could still see the moon. It was really bright underneath.
So I just realized, going over, because I have the ring at my house. Mm-hmm. So I was going over, like, it kind of does, like, a time lapse when there's not a lot of, like, movement going on or, like, detections. And there was one where I saw the moon, like, doot, 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 doot. It was so cool. I was like, oh my God, it catches it. So that kind of gave me an idea of,
like, what
where,
time
that,
where it was at.
The front of my house is kind of a good place
to put your stuff out. Yeah. Go out there and.
Yep. So. A lot of energy, though, for sure. I felt good, though.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm definitely moving in the right direction.
Same. Just like you, I definitely need to get more rest. I was really tired. Like I said, my emotions were kind of been everywhere, so I have been journaling like crazy, especially for the full moon. Like, I went ham. I think I wrote, like, 3 pages. My hand was really cramping afterwards. By page one, my hand starts to cramp, but I just had to get it out. Because I'm like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I need to get it out. Journal like crazy. And then I did a little meditation before bed, and I woke up feeling actually really energized. I didn't have to have, like, any energy drinks or anything like that.
Okay. Well, sorry.
But, like you said, the moon was in Virgo.
Yeah, the moon was in Virgo yesterday, and I want to say today. Let me check. Yeah, today.
Which is Sunday, so Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so I definitely use that energy to organize and clean, because if you know anything about Virgos, they're very...
Very, yes. And I will say, the clean bug got Jake, so he was, like, going ham. He, like, went ham in his bathroom, was really cleaning it, but, excuse me, Virgos can also be very critical of themselves. So I noticed yesterday, I was just really beating myself. Yeah, I was just really being hard on myself.
I'm grabbing the one that doesn't.
I was being really hard on myself, but, like, towards the end of the night, I realized it, and I'm just like, you know what? No, you need to snap out of this. I really hadn't smoked all day because I was doing a bunch of homework. I was like, snap out of it and smoke some good old Mary Jane, and I did, got some fucking in my system, and I was like, why are you being so hard on yourself? Mm-hmm. You're beating yourself up. You're saying things that...
And that energy is lowering your vibration.
Yes, exactly. And I was like, and then who's going to want to be around that?
Right. Good for you. At least you recognized it and noticed it.
Journaled it out too.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? Tomorrow's gonna be a better day. This isn't, it's not a reflection of who I am right now.
Yeah. It was really weird because I like literally like furniture moving. Like I saw one and I was like, oh fuck. Now I did one. I gotta do all of it.
Yeah.
Gotta do it all.
Let me move.
Well, all the stuff that I could, like obviously the big one in the first living room, I need a little help and
right.
Lifting up the couches and shit. I mean, I could do it, but I was like, oh, I'll wait for another. But I did most of, like, the furniture, and I was just like, why am I in this mood? Because usually it's not, I don't get like that, like, really irritated.
Yeah.
Until my time of the month. And it wasn't, so I'm like, why am I feeling like this? And I'm like,
And then you saw, oh,
moon in Virgo.
Organized, clean.
And I did, started moving things around just to, like, kind of change up the aesthetic for myself, mm-hmm. too. I was just like, ooh, that looks cute, that looks better, like, and I felt just, I don't know, it helped. It really does help the most. And you realize,
like, how dusty your house gets. Like, I'll dust and I go back and I'm just like, what
the hell is dusty? I'll tell you that I do realize because I fucking hate dust. I literally hate it. It makes me
I'm just like, where does it come from?
Because exactly.
Where?
But, I mean, yes, Arizona, we're fucking in the desert. But, dude, like,
no,
exactly. I understand, like, furniture like this, but like the bathroom countertops, I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I just cleaned. And I clean every week. Like,
In our downstairs bathroom, that little shelf area, I dust it every week because I'm just like, where does it come from? It's not like we have multiple people coming in and out
of there.
The AC's not on. I'm just like, the sun doesn't really shine into there. So where does it come? Where
does it come filters.
From? I change my filters. I'm confused here.
Hello?
So, yeah. That is one thing. That's one thing, though, that I have to think about when we look at houses. Like, okay, bitch, how much cleaning are you going to have to do? How high are these ceilings? How am I going to get them?
You have to get the...
I told Jake, I'm just going to hire someone to clean. He's like, no, don't be lazy. And I was like, I'm paying. I'm like,
that's
being lazy. It's being responsible.
Yeah, and it's someone's job. Like, I mean.
Can you come up here and clean? Like, if you have vaulted ceilings, like, how, yes. Bro? How?
Obviously, like, if I had a big house like that, I'd have someone come do, like, the ceilings, the windows, because obviously you got big-ass windows or tall-ass windows at that point.
Because I'd have to get on the
And
damn...
if I'm already having somebody come out, just might as well do the baseboards. Like. Do the baseboards because I hate doing that shit.
I hate doing the baseboards.
I'll do it, but I hate doing it.
I hate them. I hate it. I hate it.
Like, I will pay you to do that and just get behind the furniture. Like, I'll maintain the rest of it.
Once a month? Once a month is fine. And then other times, I'll maintain. It's like having a personal trainer. Give me the remedy.
And then but Dylan's he's like, no, we can do it. And I'm like, we can, but...
If you have the funds, like you said, it's someone's job. And two, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, okay, but that means I'm going to have to get on a legit ladder unless Jake's doing it all the time. And he's not going to want to do that all the time.
You guys are literally going to have to tag team.
Yeah. It's your month.
Or he's going to have to spot you and like, because if I have to do it, you have to do it too.
Right, babe. Don't move. Stay right there on the ladder. Fucking 10-foot ladder.
You're like, come up with me.
Right? I'm all attached, like a bunch of jars. were skydiving. I'm like, come on. I'm like, let's do this, babe. Little backpack.
Oh my. Oh my god.
So yeah, that's what you gotta think about.
So yeah, I cleaned.
Oh, that's insane.
Oh man.
But aside from good old Moon and Virgo, our favorite gal is here. Mercury retrograde. So she started yesterday, which would have been Saturday, January 30th. Until February 19th.
Oh, today's not the 30th. Today's the 31st.
Oh, sorry. Yesterday. Sorry.
Oh, did you say today?
Did I say
today? I was thinking today. That's why. I just spoke out loud. My bad if I confused you.
I was like, I don't know. It started on the 30th. Whatever day today is.
It won't matter because you guys will get this on the, what, 3rd?
Get this on, yeah.
My gosh. Tomorrow's already February. You'll get this on the 2nd, by the way. Groundhog Day. We'll figure out if... What does Groundhog Day mean? I don't fucking know.
It was something, like, really important, though, in high school. Or, I mean, in elementary school, I feel like.
Would we celebrate it?
I think.
Oh, my bad.
Wouldn't we watch it on TV, like...
To see if the...
He'd come out, right?
Day's gonna be longer or shorter or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, look it up.
Excuse me, guys.
Okay, last episode, we talked about confusion, and during retrograde, channels of communication may experience this confusion. So be prepared for miscommunications, but also verify, confirm things, triple check your messages, mm-hmm. whether that be text messages, emails. I know for me, I do a lot of emailing for work, so I need to be sure I'm not, like, typing too fast, typos, and, like, make sure I'm, like, communicating clearly. Also, don't forget to, like, respond to things.
Yeah, make sure you're really...
Just, like, taking time to carefully...
Clear.
Be clear, explain your intentions, because miscommunication... Communication is so big already, like, miscommunication.
It's all making sense. Yesterday is making sense. The whole house situation, mm-hmm. too, I think didn't happen because Mercury retrograde. I'm like, she just... Nah. So, yeah. So, just be clear. Definitely clear. Communicate. Communicate.
The thing that you guys took a step back and were able to, like, look.
We need to communicate right now. Mm-hmm. We need to know, like,
What are we doing?
There's a lot of money. We asking for a lot of money, okay?
Yeah. So.
And then, boom.
Don't initiate. Well, try not to initiate or finalize projects.
Avoid signing, like, documents, major contracts. So that's why I also wanted to take some of that, because I'm like, is this the right time to do this right now?
Yeah.
Or just keep looking.
Read fine print.
Yeah.
Contract, when you're mm-hmm. talking contracts, reread them, triple check them. But... The market right now, it's like quick, so
yeah. If you're lazy and you're trying to get a house right now,
hot spot,
unless you have a conventional loan or like a VA loan or you have cash offers, it's hard out here.
And as we know, as we've said, look at you, Stony Baloney. Mercury retrograde is so common for failing technology. So if you haven't already started to see it,
you probably because we started. For some reason, me and my Thea started seeing it in the shadow period. She was having a lot of issues with her laptop last Sunday. And it wasn't connecting, and I don't know, it was being really weird. And then this week for me, it kept, like, disconnecting me from our collaboration. And it kept saying, oh, it's not connected to iCloud and all the... It's never done that before.
Yeah, I've never seen that
message. And then all of our work issues, but I feel like that's just the common.
That's, like, all the time.
All the time. They're just enhanced right now.
So just have patience and try not to buy new electronics. But if you do, I mean, do like warranties and shit like that. Make sure you have warranty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And my Fitbit broke.
Oh, yeah. And
it was so random. All I was doing was taking I had like a long sleeve on. Mm-hmm. I was just taking my long sleeve off. And the whole face just like popped off. It's the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, that was really weird.
But I had had it for a while, and I literally, a couple days before that, was thinking.
You really do use it.
I was like, maybe I need to get a new one. That's literally what I was thinking. Because it kept dying. It dies really fast. So
you knew.
Now. You knew. So I knew. My subconscious knew, and the universe confirmed it for me. So, boom, there that is, and now I'm going to go get one this
weekend. That's so funny, because I keep having, well, I just had an experience like that. Something, I looked back on something that had happened. And I was just like, I fucking knew. Like, I don't know what, why I'm, like, kidding myself.
Why like, am I, like, second guessing this situation? Yeah, you know. Because that's your intuition. Your intuition at first told you. And so, yeah, my intuition told me, like, girl, you need to get a new Fitbit. Because I started thinking, I'm like, I got this for Black Friday, like, that's 5 years ago. I think
I mean, that's really here. Great that it lasted that long.
Yeah, Fitbit's awesome. So if you guys do need, I will say, I'll plug them for that.
You recommend
it? Recommend it. I just because it's actually for fitness, like no shade to Apple Watch because I love me an Apple Watch, but I heard that the fitness on the Fitbit is just, it's more slightly accurate. More accurate. Yeah.
I mean, I use my fitness one, but I also do not fitness much, so.
I just like it because of calories, so now when I go to the gym, I'm like, damn, did I even work out? But... yeah, that's my little 2 cents on our Mercury retrograde technology. So if you're dealing with something.
That might be why. This also is a time that's super common for things from the past to come up. It could be things that you need to, like, rework. You know, if it's, like, an issue arising or, like, a situation, it may be something that you need to, like, go over and, like, work through. But also could be, like, people from the past. But, I mean, if you want my 2 cents, I just say take caution. Because if you're doing work and you've made progress, you don't want to, like, go back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you find this, like, for you, you're in the place that...
you're reflecting and you...
kind of need it for your... mm-hmm. Whatever you're going through. But, again, I say just take caution. Maybe wait till after retrograde if you're still feeling like you... need to have ties with that person and...
need to repair anything.
Repair or... because, yes, I'm glad you said that. This is, like, the time of the redoings. Like, repairing, reviewing, reflecting, rethinking.
It's the time to journal. Get it all out. My, Thea, actually, she sent me her little... she did a lot for her little full moon. She put all their crystals out in the house. And then she did write some stuff. She wrote, released a lot of stuff, and then she burned it underneath the
love that.
Full moon.
So. I love that ritual. That is,
has to be, like... it never gets old. It never gets old, and it really does, like, if you, have feel the, like... if you have the time or patience, I mean, you can do it inside, too, but obviously, if you're under the moon, it's gonna, you know, just gives it a little different feel, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all we got on Mercury. Go back on our page. We did... post about Mercury retrograde the last time, so it is kind of similar, the same info.
There is, like, our Typorama, like, little, I guess, that's just one of the apps, yeah. I guess. I've just gotten so stuck to calling it
a Typorama.
I know that though. Even though there's so many
I guess
it'd
be
programs.
Called, like, a... I don't know.
Just those little info squares on our page. They are actually very helpful. I mean, obviously we posted them because we find them helpful. So
Right. You
can really go through them and kind of just read. And
if you post or, like, repost our stuff, tag us. Tag us in it.
Show us the Stony fan.
Yeah, we'll repost.
I will say that journaling has really, really helped me. Like, being consistent with it, like, it really does make a difference. Like, from last year, how I was just kind of like, oh, journal when I was, like, having, like, a really rough time, you know?
No, like, now it's, yeah.
Even if it's just a little, like...
something. Yeah, if you go through mine, like, I had a bunch of pages, and then one day I was just... I was really fucking tired, but I was like, let me just write something on here. And I literally put, like, the first thing was, like, today was actually a good day. I really don't have anything, you know, negative to say. Yeah. But it was just, like, a little something. And then the next one was, like, a long page. The next one was, like, again, a little something. Because I was just, like, fuck, I do need to get something on there.
Yeah.
About how my day was so I can go back and look.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Other than that, any last announcements, gal?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Ooh. Oh, I just got a really cute, it's like a little kit, from Orisos Curls. It's the three, it has the three products. There's like a new gel in there, and then there's like these little Valentine's Day cards. It's like a love bundle or something like that. It's so cute. It says, play with my curls, not with my heart. I'm like, oh my gosh. So Valentine's Day, thank you for reminding me, because I need to go use that product. Just out of it. Any curl girls, go over there. So yeah. Valentine's Day, though.
We have...
Kitty Heel.
Yeah.
Perfect gift.
Actually, yeah, because the salve you can use as a little massage. Not necessarily an oil, but it does rub nice.
It does have a coconut. It does have a coconut oil base, so. But good for relaxing. And then too, if you just want to get if you guys do just like a family gift.
Mm-hmm.
Moms.
Mm-hmm.
Get them some CBD, and we have our tinctures, so. Yeah, perfect gift. CBD is a perfect gift. And other than that, pandemic is still happening. Stay safe out there. But most importantly, stay stony.